Every single kosher is its own mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah in each one of them. Therefore, it's not considered like a series. You're drinking now four kosher. We look at it as if it's zugais pears. But rather, you have four single cups. Each one has a special mitzvah by itself. So Shbam learns that mitzvah b'yapin nafshi, v'yayim mitzvah from zelazer. We don't look like it's one big number four, but rather there are four singles, each one separately. Each one's a separate mitzvah by itself. That's one of the reasons why we make a special bracha, a bar priyagofen on each kais by itself. Because we hold each kais is called a special mitzvah by itself. Is, hu layas, for the Gemara, nashi, layas etzroch of trei. What do you say now before that you can't have Tashma Shamita with your wife? You can't have it two times in one night. Why not? Nimlachu. The Guri, after each one is called like a separate time. So Rashbam explains, Nimlachu. The Tashmish Rishon Gomer Biyosoi. Obotla Tavosoi. As if you had the first Tashmish and let it out to zero. So it's considered like you have finished your Tiver at that time. But then the Eva dies down. If you have another Tashmish later, that's called like a second thing by itself. So you're not going to start the two things together. Like it's a Svara, East Tashmish is called a separate Tashmish by itself. Like the Eved dies down afterwards. So it's called another Maisa later. So why is there an Indian of Zugais? And who are the Naga, the Gemara Faket, other places say that a person wants to have Bonim Sechorim, the Gemara says, how do you do it? Be boil and do have a second time be here. Mashra Faket, there is an Indian to have it two times. So it's good that the Gemara's territory would be good. That there's not a Shiloh of Zugais by Tashmish, because when you finish one Tashmish, that's called it's finished. If you do a second time, that's something new, it's a new start. So what's shown here? How can the bride before says you should not do it two times? It's like zugais. So Mor says, Omer Abaye Hochikoma. This is what the bride meant to say. Lo yoichal trei. Don't eat two pieces of bread or anything of twos. V'yishta trei. Don't drink two cups. V'lo yaset tzrochav afilo pamachas. And after you did this, after you drank two cups, or after you ate two cups, you should know, the mazika are after you, don't go and have tashmish now. Afilu pamachas, even one time don't have tashmis now. Dilma cholash umisro. Maybe because now you'll have tashmis, since before that you drank two cups. The mazikim are after you, they'll do harm to you b'shas tashmis. That's the bright thing means to say. Not that there's an inyan not to have two times tashmis. It means if you did two things before that, that the mazikim are after you, now don't have tashmis. So Rashba Mochikama, lo yoichal trei, v'yaset tzroch afilu pamachas. Don't drink or eat two things and they have even tashmish one time. Klaima. Adam shochel zugas. A person ate pears. Yizor ba'atzma, be careful. Shlo yishamish mitos. Don't have tashmish now. Ach rechen after that. Adzman ruba. Wait a time. Cause dilma cholash machmas tashmish. Maybe you come a little bit sick. You come weak because of tashmish. V'yadi de bezugas koi misra mazlein. Now that you had zugas before, so the mazikim are after you. And now that you're a little bit weak, your mazl is bad, the mazikim will harm you. So that's what the Brice was saying. After you had zugais, don't have tashmish. Tana Rabbanan. Shreisa keflaim. Somebody drinks two times, two pairs. Shrashi kumay zugais like two cups. Dama b'roisha. You should know, there's something, dama b'roisha, you're putting your blood on your head. That means, Rashbam, oven misasi aroisha. You're like putting an oven mist upon you. Muto shumei misatzmoy. You're like killing yourself, like we'll soon see later. Zugas come after you, the mazikim come after you, and they may kill you. Omer Rav Yehuda, Eimasai, when is this said, Bizman shlaroa p'nei ashuk? It means you drank one cup, and in between you did not go outside to the street. Avaroa p'nei ashuk, if a person after he drank one cup, went out to the street, and then he came back in again, now harashus b'yodo, he's allowed to drink a second cup. They're not mitzarif one to the other. If you went out in between, that's not called zugas. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazinele l'Rav Chanina bar Bivi, the akol koso, and after each cup that he would drink, heavy nofik, he would go outside, v'chazi ape shuka, and he would go see the street. In other words, like we just learned, he wanted to drink like two cups, so after he finished his first cup, he would walk outside to the street, and then come back in again and have a second cup. That's not called zugas. This is only bad if after you drink the zugas, two cups, you want to go on the street. Then it's the mazikim will come after you. Then in your house, don't drink two cups. But if you just want to stay in your house, then there's nothing wrong. You could drink two cups and stop then. There wouldn't be any mazikim after you then. Rabbi Zeru Amar, Velishan Kolotzet Derdami. The person, after he drinks these two cups, wants to go to sleep. That's also bad, as if you're going out to the derech, to the road, and you have to be careful, the mazikim will be after you. So don't drink two cups before you go to sleep. Omer Rav Papa, the lotes le beit hakisei, kolotes le derech domi. Who did if you have to go to the beit hakisei also, don't drink or eat two things before that, because also the mazikim will be after you. O be beisoy, lo shvet the gemara, is that true? That you could drink two cups as long as you stay inside your house? Ivor Rava. When Rava used to drink cups, mani kishuri, he used to count the beams of the roof. In other words, he drank one cup, and he like made a sim and he counted one beam. He drank another cup, he counted another beam. In other words, he made sure he knew how many cups he drank, not to hand off just to have two or four cups. He made sure to have an odd number. So you see, even though he was staying in his house, still he was makbid not to drink zugais. For Yabaya by Abaya, Kishosi Chodakos, when he used to drink one cup, Mantit La'ima Trey Kosi, betray Yod. His mother was there to make sure he did not end up with two cups, so she used to right away bring him another two cups. So now we had three. In other words, even though Abaya was staying in the house, his mother was very makbid, he should never end up with zugais. Fighter, another kasha, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, ki avishosa trei kosi, when he used to drink two cups of wine or anything, manket le'sham echad kosa, his shamash would come, waiter would come and bring him another cup. Chod kosa, let's say he only drank one cup, manket le'trei kosa, betrei yodoy, the shamash, the waiter would come in and give him two cups in his two hands. In other words, you see, even though these people stayed inside the house, still there was akpada, they should not end up just drinking two cups. And we just got finished saying it's only bad if you go outside the street. But if you stay home, there's nothing wrong with it. Here you see, for these Amorayim, even if they stay home, also it's bad. And for the Gemara, Adam Choshev Shani, a Choshev person, a respectful person, for them, the Mazikim are after them. And they have to be careful, even if they stay home, they can't end off just drinking two. Hashbam says, Adam Choshev Shani, the Masri Shedim Nafshay Lazuki, the Shedim Amoysa Nefesh to get them. Therefore, they have to be more careful. Omarula, Asara Kaisas Ein Ben Mishum Zugais. When you have 10 cups, there's no union of zugos. There's nothing wrong with that. So Rashbam says, Asar zugos, a close to same mishum zugos, v'chol shchein tzvev, of course if you have more. Whereas 10, there's no more zugos. So Mara says, Ulu la time, Ulu goes going to his time, the Yom Ulu, v'yam of Masdis and Tono, Asar wa kaisois, tiknu chachom beis ovel. By a beis ovel, there's an union, but times of Chazal, they used to have 10 different cups there, 10 different brachas they made there. So the question was, v'yisaka daitach, Asara Kaisais, Yesh Bemishu Zuga, if you can tell me 10 cups has an union of pairs, and it's bad for the Mazikim, for Zugais, Heichi Kaina Rabbana Vetikno Milsa, to Yosel De Sakona. How could Rabbana come and be Mesakan that a base oval, you have to drink 10 cups of wine there? The Kur has an union of Sakona. Telomai, the Pshat Izul holds that 10 already is too much. The Mazikim don't come after you if you drink 10 cups. It's only 8 or less. But more than 10, 10 or more, there's nothing wrong. Rashbam says, like it says, the Parakam with the Ksubas is the first timer. The Mar and Ksubas talks about these 10 cups, the 10 brachas by the base of them. So Mar alva timna yesh be mishum zugais. But if you drink 8 cups, there's a shalom, you have to be careful, mishum zugais. The mazikim will be after you. Rav Chizda says, no, Rav Chizda v'rabba barapuna di amri tamayu, sholem. By the bircha sakahanim, the word sholem, that's the 8th word, he says, l'toyv mitzar. It only makes that if you have 6, or l'sholem is the 7th word, it's the 7th word. So the 7th word, Sholem, only helps L'toiva, Mitztarev. In other words, if you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th one, the 7th one takes away from the Zugas of 6. But the 8th cup, in other words, number 7 is not Mitztarev to number 8. Number 7, the word Sholem, that's the 7th word in Birchas Kanim, is not Mitztarev to make 8 into Zugas. So exactly what the word Sholem has to do with the Kaisis, I'm not sure, but that's the way of learning here. That the 7th word, the word Sholem, only helps L'toiva, it helps that you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th cup. There's no union of zugais, but if you drink another cup, an 8th cup, he holds there's nothing wrong, there's no union of zugais. Vaita v'shisa yeshba mishum zugais. But if you only drink 6 cups, then Rav Chizda also zmaida is bad for mazikim. Rab of every door of Isis became less and less. The next generation already, Rab of Rav Yosef Darma Tavar, they both said, v'chuneka. That's the 5th word. Vichunecha is also L'tovim Mitzarf. It helps if you drank 4 cups. Now you drink a 5th one. It takes away the Zugas for number 5. Avol Aroah Lo Mitzarf. But if you drink a 6th cup, number 5 is not Mitzarf with 6. So Mele 6 is also alright. Avol Abo Yesh B'Mishum Zugais. But drinking 4 cups, that's still an Indian of Beit for Zugais. Abayev Rav, already in the last generation, by Abayev Rav's times, the Yarmut of Ar, they both said, Nein, V'yishmerecha, L'toiv mitzdarf, l'roh lo mitzdarf. The third word, yishmerecha, makes it that if you drink three, that it takes away from the zugus of two, but if you drink four, there's no zugus. Three is not mitzdarf to number four. Therefore, four is okay. Marviyaz the rov l'taim, rov goes according to Yishita, the rov, av kinu l'rabbonim b'yarba koisis. When used to have rabbonim, talmidim, being over his house, he used to let them drink four cups of wine, lav dafka on Pesach, throughout the year. He used to let them drink four cups and then throw them out. So the question was, how could he stop them after four? L'chura, four is zugos. You can't stop after four. But there it says, in Abayev Rav's times already, even four was no chashash of mazikin. Number three, it's not mistar after four to make it into zugos. So Gemara says now, afagav the yiskot Rav Balivoy, even though Rav Balivoy got hurt, he drank four cups. And vice versa, then the mazikim did hurt him. So you see, the chura four times is bad for zugos. So Mar says lechoshta lemilsei. Still, it didn't bother Abayev Rova. Why? The Yoma Abayev Rova both said that the reason why Rova Balivoy got hurt after he drank four cups is not stam because the zugos the mazikim got after him, rather because the Yomar who mishum the ice from the pirke heavy. He used to be a big troublemaker in shir. He used to ask a lot of kasha in the middle of the shir. He used to bother the Rebbe a lot. And since he bothered the Rebbe a lot, that's why he got this punishment back. Shpam says, the Eisim Epirka, Sheik Shali B'Shasa Drosha. He used to ask me a kasha in the middle when I said my drosha. Uvayisheni B'Rabim, who is Mavayishmi B'Rabim. Shadaka Hoy Lahakshle B'Rabim. He used to ask the question in front of everybody. So because he was Mavayishmi B'Rabim, that's why he got the Sainish back, he got his Hezek. But not because of Zugas. Therefore, Bayev Rab holds red in their times. Four, there was nothing wrong with four. Omar Rab Yosef. Omar Li Yosef Sheda. Yosef the Shade told Rab Yosef that Ashmadoi Malka the Sheda. The king of all the Shadim, he's called Ashmadoi. He's the king of them. Memunahu Akula Zugi. He's the king. He's the one that takes care of anybody that drinks Zugais. Or eats pears, you do things in pears, he's the shade that harms you. So what's nafka mean that the king, Ashmedoi, this shade, the king of the shadim, he's the one that harms people that eat zugais? What's nafka mean? The Torah says, Umalko layikri mazik. A melech doesn't do such harm. So if you should know, it's not so bad if you eat zugais. Like, you won't get that harmed. Fly it. So Shbam says, layikri mazik. And rogo bekach, the gnayu loy, it's not nice for the king himself to do harm. Therefore, we're not so afraid now about zugais. It's not so gefährlich. But sometimes you will get hurt. If somebody wants to watch himself, there is an Indian not to do things in pairs. But you should know that this pshat, since it's the king of the mazikim, he won't harm you too much. Eka the army, some say just the opposite way. Eka the army law, lohai gisa, just the opposite. They say it this way. Adarab, just the opposite way. Malka, king, Rishonhu, he's an angry person. Madaboy of it, whatever he wants, he could do. There's no gedorm. If he wants, he can kill you right away. Shamelech, Purvitz, Geder, Lassus, Lederach, Vien, Mechim, Biodai. A king, if he wants to go through a road, he'll just break down the Geder, he'll break down the fence there, and go through. A king can do what he wants, nobody can stop him. So just the opposite. Since the shade that takes care of Zugais is the king of the Shadim, Ashmadoi, Faket, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because the king can do whatever he wants, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. Omar Rav Popo said, Omar Li Yosef Shidoi, the Shade Yosef told me, that betray Katlinen. If you drink two things, two kais, or eat two things, you have to be careful, maybe they'll come to kill you even. Be Arbo, if you eat four things, like Katlinen, they won't kill you anymore. Now, be Arbo, Maskinen. If you eat four, they'll be mazik you, they'll harm you. Betray, but still the difference. If you eat two, drink just two, bein b'shege bein b'mezid. Whether you did it willingly or not willingly, they'll come to be mazik you. The arbo, if you drink four, then b'mezid in, only if you know willingly you did it. B'shege gloy. But with b'shege, they won't harm you. V'yishtole v'yikrifet. What's going to be if by mistake you went ahead and drank two things? V'nofik, and you went outside. S'chur z'shalof v'nasakona. Befrat, if you only drank two cups, so you have an inyan of mazikim after you now, what should you do? And you went outside, what should you do now? Maitakante. What's the etzah to save yourself from the mazikim? Rashi, in bezugais maitakante. is Linkat Zakfid the Yodid Yemini. Let him take his right thumb, the Yodid the small, put it into his left hand. The Zakfid the small, and the thumb of the left hand, the Yodid Yemini. Let him put it into his right hand. It was like this. You hold the right thumb in the left hand and the left thumb in the right hand. The name Hoch, let the person say like this. Osun Viano, you and me have a tlosa. Now that's the way you should talk to the shade. That you and me are three, that we have already three now, and therefore the mazik won't harm us. The Shmile, what's going to be if you can hear back now, the Yoma that the shade is going to tell you, Osun Viano have Yabo, hey, you and me are four. That's what the shade will talk back to you. So what should you do now? Namele, talk back again to the shade. That Osun Viano have Yechamisha. We're four? No, you and me are five. What about Vishmile, the army Yosim and Noheve Shisha? What about Vihir back Nachamol, that the shade is a wise guy and says again, no, hey, you and me are six? What you do? Talk back to him. Namele, talk back to him again. Osun Via Noheve Shiva. No, again, I'll talk back to you. You and me are seven. Heavy Uvden, this happened at Meya Vichad. It happened with somebody that 100 times he spoke back to the shade. Every time we told the shade, me and you is five, he said no with six, no with seven, no with eight, no with nine, 10, 11, my mom is still 101. Opoka shader, and finally the shade collapsed. In other words, this is the eight, so don't give up. As long as the shade talks back to you, keep on telling him back that you and me are the odd number and you win out. Trashi poka shader mirav tsar. He has so much tsar the shade, he just collapsed. So that's the eight. Omer HaMeimar. Omer, so exactly what this Gemara means, we're not so sure. Some is Hechron Yonim here, but Omer HaMeimar. Omer Li Rishtino. So Meimar says that Rishtino Dinoshim Keshvonius. That means Rashi says Gavrison Shel Noshim Keshvosim. We have the women that are Kishif. Says he spoke to the head Kishif of the women. What do you call them? The Sosias? What? So. Head witch, yeah, no. Spoke to the head witch. They told him that she told the Meimer that Haiman, the Pogabhu, Benoshim Kishvonius, if you find the lady witch, is Neimahoch, this is what you say to her. Chori Chamimi, that means hot, a junk, is Bidikula Bizaya, that's like in a perforated basket, is Lupumaychu. That's what should be for your mouth. That's what we should put down in your mouth. And Noshi de Chayshu, like the witches, Korach Kerchayu, has your heads should become bald. And Porach Perchayu means like the wind should carry off like the crumbs. Yeah, now just a little bit Chazor now, what we said before, that before the Gemara said, Ravina gave a terrorist, that how could they be Misaki and to have four Kaisais, the Kuru there's a Shaila of Zugais, and they go off by pairs. So Ravina said, Ravina Omar, kol echad v'echad mitzvah b'vnei atzmayhu. Each one of the dalal kaisis is a special mitzvah by itself. Now the Rif over here brings down and says on this that v'yami ravosa, the Chacham said, hoyel v'chol echad v'echad mitzvah b'vnei atzmay, since each one is considered a separate mitzvah, each one of the dalal kaisis is its own mitzvah, v'achin and borer priagofen akol kosa v'kosa. On each kais, we have to make a special bracha borer priya gofen the way we do it. Now the Rif says on the sayil lahay svara meho, we bring a rai from this from the Gemara in Chulin. That the Gemara in Chulin says the Tanan shochat meya chayis b'mokim echad. If you made a shechita on 100 different chayis in one place, or else kisui echad lekulan. One kisui you can make for all of them. What about meya oifres b'mokim echad? You shechted 100 birds in one place. There's also kisui echad kulam. We can make one kisui, one covering for all of them. The Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, shochet chaye yichase, yachakach yishchet oif. Then you first make the shchit on the oif. For Amin Allah, and the Gemara says on this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, moide Rabbi Yehuda linyan brocho, shein mevorach ela brochachas. That Yehuda holds, you only have to make one brocha on the kisui adam. Omer Ravina Ravacha b'reid the rovo, V'yamrlo Ravacha b'reid the rovo l'rabashi, Maishna midrabrunya. What's the difference between Rabrunya's halacha? V'rav Chanano tamide the rav. Deviyasvi visudosa. They were sitting down to have a meal together. V'koyi olaya rav yeba saba. And he was there over them. V'yamrlo, he said to them, Havu nevorach. Let's go bench now. At the end of the meal, like he said, okay, it's time to bench already. V'hoder omalei.
have an ishti, then he changed his mind and said, let's go drink a little bit. His omel Rav Yehuda Sab, Hochiyam Rav, this is what Rav said. Kivan the Amrisu, have an avork. As soon as he said, let's go bench, Issa Solachul Mishti. Not let him drink anymore. The Yahadru Lehochi is Hashta. So you see, the Chur, as soon as you said, let's go bench, it's called the Hesachadas, that you have to make another abrocha. So I came here by the Shchita. First you made the Shchita and then the Kisa of Dam on the Behemis, on the Chayis. Why again, when you do the Kisa later, don't you have to make a second brocha? So Gemara there answers and says, Hashta Hosam. Hosam Mishtoye Brucha Be'adadod Lo Yevsha. Over there, I tell you, by benching Bircha Samozon, you can't do two at the same time. You can't make a brocha and eat, drink wine at the same time. Therefore, it's called a hefsek, it's called a stopping, the Bircha Samozon, and you have to make another brocha afterwards. You can make a shchita with one hand, or mechase b'chod yoda, and make a kisya adam with the other hand. So the Rif says, Shemin and Hashtu learn from there, t'chiheichod linyin bruchah samozen, just like by benching. Kivon de lo yevsh le mishtu yabrucha b'yadododi, you can't drink, and you can't say the bruch at the same time. Therefore we say, have a yafsok, it's like a hefsik, the kad masiv lo lebrucha samozen, sorach las lo vorach bor pregofen. Ezochinami kivon de lo yevsh le lemikri le mishtu, you can't say the agoda and drink the wine at the same time. Therefore, you have to make another bracha. Bosa the gomer hagoda. After you made the agoda, and huadenu bosa the gomer halila. Huaden after you make the halel, also you have to make another baruch piagofen. And the Rif likes this as a svarah. Now you, this is a good svarah. V'hochiri boilel meva. This is where we have to do. And Lamaisa, so that's the way we do. That after each coast, we make our own baruch piagofen. Now, some Rishonim want to say there's no raya from that Gemara, because like we had this far before once, it's only Bircha Samozen. When you go to bench, that's called, you're like Misalik, you're like giving up eating. Therefore we say, if you want to drink now, you have to make another Bracha. Whereas there, by Kisi Adam, you're not Misalik yourself, you don't have to make another Bracha. So the Chur, you could say the same thing here also by the Seder by night. When you make the first Bor Pregofen on the first Kais, you'll never really Misalik yourself, stop yourself from drinking any more wine. Rather, you just have to say the mitzvahs of Sipri Tias Matrayim, so maybe that's not called Havsaka. And the other svar is no, that since now you're being Oisik in a new mitzvah of Lisapa B'Tias Matrayim, and Bishash, you're doing this mitzvah about it's not nice to drink another case of wine in between, therefore we say, since you're starting to do another Indian right now of Sipri Tias Matrayim, therefore you do have to make another bracha on each case. Now, according to this svar, the Ran asked the question, how come by Moror, we don't make again another Bor Priyadofen, a Bor Priyadoma? As usually, since we already ate, like Karpas, before at the beginning of the Seder, and we made a Bor Priyadoma then, we say that Bor Priyadoma helps the Pater, even the Moror, we eat later on. Now, the question is, since in between the Karpas and the Moror, we say the Haggadah, so you have now the Rif Svara, that by saying the Haggadah, the Misap Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's called like a Hefstik in between the Bracha, and just like we make another Borah Priya Gofen on the next case, we should have to make another Borah Priya Dhamma on the Morah we eat when we get to Morah. And the Teres Duran says, is that Eina Chanami, really we should have had to make another Bracha Borah Priya Dhamma, but the Pshat is that we make a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, that part is the Bracha for the Morah. In other words, the Morah, the Borah Priya Dhamma, is like now tougher part of the Suda. So we will make the Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, this Bracha part is the Borah Priya Dhamma for the Moror, that's why we don't have to make another Bracha Bor Priya Dhamma. However, some of us should learn that the Moitzi would not pater it. Therefore, the best answer is that when you first make the Bor Priya Dhamma on the Karpas, you should have in mind that you want this Bracha to help for later on for the Moror also. Because it's doubtful, someone has said the name of the Moror later we eat is not really considered part of the Suda, it's something special we're eating, and therefore maybe us being part of the meal, you would have to make a Bracha Bor Priya Dhamma. Therefore, the best thing is when we make the Bor Priya Dhamma on the Karpas, we should have in mind to pater the Bor Priya Dhamma for the Moror we eat later. However, even if we do not have this in mind, we do not have to make another Bracha Bor Priya Dhamma, because we could be samech on the Ran Svara to say that it is considered part of the Suda, and the Moitzi Lechem Menorot that we say later, that part is even the Bor Priya Dhamma for the Moror. And some say since there's a mitzvah on this Suda to eat Moror, the mitzvah is mechayev to make it be part of the Suda. So therefore here the Hamoitzi would part of the Moror, that's why we do not make another Bor Priya Dhamma.
All right, we'll stop here. Okay, we're in the middle of Kshofen now, of witchcraft. Last Gemara was again that Omar Amemer. Amemer said that Omar Li, Rishtina Dinoshim Kishvonis, that she was the head witchcraft. She told him that Haiman the Pogubu Binoshim Kishvonis, that anybody meets a lady that's a witch, is name Hochi, this is what you should say to her. Chori Chamimi Bidikuli Bizayu, that they should have a basket of Bizayu, means has holes in the basket, that should be full of Chariri Chamimi, hot junk. That's what should be for your mouth. Now, Noshi de Chershayu, the Noshim, this women that work in witchcraft, is Korach Chershayu. Your hair should fall off. As the Rashbam says, the Rashbam says, they do Kishif, they do this witchcraft with the hair. So you should tell them that the hair should fall off. And Parach Perchayu. Also, the Rashbam says, that means, Haruach, Yenashoysim, Perure Lechem, Shatim, Echashvois Boy. A small piece of bread, that's what witchcraft could work on. So we tell them that their bread should be spread away, the ruach should spread it away, that they shouldn't be able to do any witchcraft.